Good morning. Let's Bez Hashem Bli Neda. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas Avi Mori, Harav David Tzvi Ben Harav Yosef. We are at the very bottom of Daf Zayin Amud Beis. Today's Daf is Erevin Daf Ches. Today's Daf is Psachim Daf Ches. Tana Rabbanan. Ein Bodkin Lo La'or Hachama V'lo La'or Havana V'lo La'or Ha'avuka Ela La'or Haner. So, when you check for chametz, you're not allowed to use sunlight. Now, what do you mean? When are you going to use sunlight? So some say this means if you'd be checking on the morning of the 13th, or some say it means if you forget to check at night and you check during the day. So you can't use the sunlight. Velol or alavana, not the moonlight. Velol or havuka, not a torch. You're not allowed to use a torch. Velol. Ella la'or haner, rather only the light of a candle. The Yerushalmi quotes that this Bryce is talking about someone who forgot to check on the night of the 14th. If you forgot to check at the night, and now you're going to check the morning of the 14th. And that's where it says you're not allowed to use the sunlight. However, the Baal Amor writes that a person is permitted to check on the day of the 13th by the light of the candle. Rabbi David explains his opinion to mean, even though we learned earlier that the rabbis were misakin, you have to check the night of the 14th because at the night the Or HaNer is Yafal Abedika. Nevertheless, the main reason is the first reason that people are normally at home and we're not worried that someone's going to mess it up. And at night, people are used to using a candle. However, if you want to check on the day of the 13th, La'or HaNer, it's also permissible. So claims the Baal Amor and Rabbeinu David. However, the Ravid and the Ramban and other Rishonim prove from the words of the Yerushalmi that he's wrong. And you have to check at night. So this Gemara is only talking about if you miss the night, so then you check by day. But it's not an option to check the 13th during the day. That's a Machlokas HaRishonim, what's talking about over here. So the Gemara says, yeah. Elo la'or aner, why? Mipnesha or aner, yafa l'bedika. Because candlelight is good for the checking. Val pishin rayla dover, zechla dover. We don't have a concrete proof of this, but we have a hint to this. Shenemar, shivas yomim sa'or lo yimatze v'batechem. Uses the word yimatze. V'omer v'ichapes bagadol heichel v'akaton hila v'yimatze agavia. So you see, v'yimatze is connected to l'chapes. V'omer ba'esei achapes is Yishalayim b'neiros. V'omer ne'er Hashem nishmas adam chofes kol chadje button, as we saw yesterday. Says the Gemara, Hai orachama hechidami. Where would you even think about using sunlight? Inei b'chotzer. Because don't forget, in those days, the houses, you didn't really have sunlight. So if you're talking about outside in the chotzer, ha'amar rava chotzer in etzarech b'dika. Rava says you don't have to check in a chatzer outdoors at all. You have to check your backyard for chametz. Chomer of the Month Club. You got to check your backyard. Rava says, no. You don't have to check your out backyard, your chatzer, your driveway. Because the squirrels and the cats, they're going to eat up any chametz you have in the, here it's the ravens. Right? So you don't have to check that. Ella Bach Sadra. Maybe you'll tell me we're talking about like a gazebo or a porch that you have. It's semi-enclosed. It has a ceiling. And maybe it has three walls, but the fourth wall is open. That's how some of the Aksajas were built. Right, Rashi in Erevin says an Aksaja is open on all four sides. Rashi in Menachos Rabbeinu Tam and other Rishonim say, no, it's closed on three sides. And open it. In Erevin, we had it, you know, it was open on all four sides. So maybe you'll tell me it's an achsadra. V'hamarav achsadra la'oran of dekas. No, you are allowed to check an achsadra with the sun. You don't have to check it at night with the candlelight. Says the Gemara, lo tzricha la'aruba de'bacheder. We're talking about a room that's fully enclosed. But it has a skylight. It's open on top. So, Says the Gemara, really? Udehecha. Where in the room are we talking about? Ila Bahade Aruba, if it's right opposite the skylight, Hainu Achsadra. It's the same thing. The sun shines there, but so if the sun shines there, you should be allowed to use the sun like in Achsadra, if it's literally the sun is shining and it's wide open, like we said before. And so the Gemara, you're right, Ela Litzdad, and we're talking about the part of the room that's not directly under the skylight. So that part of the room, so you should not use the sun for, you got to use the candle, because the sun doesn't shine there directly. Now, the Gemara says, Va'avuka lo, you're not allowed to use a torch. What do you mean? A torch is even more light than a regular candle. Why in the world can't you use a torch? That we see that when we see from this pasuk that a torch has a lot more light than a candle. Kiner b'fneho avuka. The pasuk means, right, v'noga ka'oritiyah. It's referring to la'asid lavo in the times of Mashiach. The light of the tzaddikim is going to be like the light of the 7 days of creation. Karnayim miyado lo, that the the light that shines from HaKadosh Baruch Hu will light up the face of the tzaddikim. But the light of the face of the tzaddikim is not going to be like the light of the Shekhinah. V'sham chevyon uzo. But by HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be the stronger light, more than the tzaddikim. And that's going to be like the difference between a candle and a torch. So a torch has a lot more light. V'amar Rava, avuka l'avdallah mitzvah min amuvchor. Furthermore, when it comes to making avdallah, you're supposed to use the torch, an avuka, because the light is much more bright, is much more fine than a single candle. You need more light. So you're supposed to dafka use a, right, for Havdalah, you're supposed to use a candle that has at least two wicks. So says the Ramah. And, according to Beis Hillel, Me'orei Ha'esh, right? That's the Ritva writes that we say Bo'orei Me'orei Ha'esh, because every candle, every fire has in it multiple lights, so you're supposed to use multiple wicks because of Me'orei Ha'esh, because there's a lot of different strands of fire in every candle. So we're machmir to use more than one wick, right? Your candle, the Havdalah candle, has more than one wick. So it sounds like a torch has even more light. So why can't you use it? Amar Nachum Bar Yitzchak, no. Ze yochel lachnisa l'chorim ulizdakin, v'ze ein yochel lachnisa l'chorim ulizdakin. A torch, it might have more light, that's true, but since it's a lot of fires burning at the same time, you're not going to want to bring it into the nooks and the crannies to check even in the corners, because the fire is too big. You can't bring the torch in there, so that's why you're not allowed to use a torch with Yigas Chametz, because the nooks and the crannies will not get checked. Rav Zvid Amar, ze oro lefanav, v'ze oro la'achrav. A candle lights in front of you, but apparently the way a torch goes, so immediately in front of the torch, it's hard to see, it lights backwards. The light is more backwards. Don't exactly know what that means, but the torch lights up better the place that it just was, as opposed to the place that's in front of it. Rav Papa Amar, high boys for high low boys. So the torch, you're going to be very scared every minute that the torch is going to burn down your house. It's a lot of fire burning. So we're afraid you're going to be too careful and you're not going to check carefully. You're going to be so nervous about the fire that you're not going to check properly. Ravina Amar, high mashach nahora. The light of a candle is solid, it's calm, it doesn't jump. But the light of a torch, it's all over the place. It's jumping and jumping, and therefore, it doesn't really shed a clean, nice, natural, soft, smooth light. And therefore, it's not as good for Bedikas Chametz. Okay, let's continue. Said the Mishnah, Kol Makom Shemachnisim Bo Chametz Ein Tzarich Bedika. Any place that you don't usually put Chametz, you do not have to check. Kol Makom Lasuye Mayim. Whenever the Mishnah uses the language of Kol Makom, you're just coming to include something. What's it coming to include? Lasuye Hadatan Rabbanan. Chorei Bayis Hel Yonim Vahatachtonim V'gaga Yitziyah V'gaga Migdal V'refes Bakov Alulin. Umaspein, what are these? Let's go one by one. So if you have holes in the wall, like little storage areas in the wall, chorei bayis elyonim, if they're very high up, so it's, your hand doesn't reach, the vatachtonim, when they're very low, so it's not the normal way to use them, they're not easy to use, v'gag hayetziah, a roof to the exit, or a roof to a smaller house next to your bigger house. It's very slanted, so you don't really put anything there. The gaga migdal, the roof of the closet, the refas bakar, in the barn of where you keep your animals, the lulin, or your chicken coops. You're not going to put chametz there because the animals are going to eat it up. Umasbein, the place where you keep your straw, va'otzros yayin, va'otzros shemen, your storehouses of wine and oil, we'll see in a minute. These are going to get crossed off the list. Ein tzrichem bedika, you don't have to check any of these. So, it's not an area where you normally keep chametz. So it's coming to include these. A bed that you put up. Don't forget, those houses used to be like one big room. So you put a bed in the middle of the house to split it into two. Umafsekis. And it has very high legs. So you could, there's an area between the bottom of the bed and the ground. Tzricha bedika. So you have to check that because maybe you hide some chametz, store some chametz under the bed. Ask the Gemara. Uraminu, chor shebein adam l'chaveiro, if I share a wall with you, and we have a hole that goes from my apartment to your apartment. I check in the hole as far as my hand could reach, and you check as far as your hole could reach, your hand could reach. Vashar, the area in the middle that we can't reach, mevatlo belibo, so we do bittel. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, mita cholekes besocha bayis, a bed that splits up the two houses. Ve'etzim v'avonim sturim tachta. If you have rocks or wood stored underneath, umaf sekes, but there's still a little bit of a hole. Ein atzricha bedika. So you don't have to check these two areas, the hole and the mita. Right. So kasha mita kasha chorna chorn. So there's a steer in the beds. One place it says under the bed, you do have to check. One place that's under the bed. And also the cash in the holes. Why? Because we said before, the holes, you don't have to check, we said before. Ein machniz b'cham, it's in here, you tell me the hole, you do have to check. Kasha chorin achorin. Says the Gemara, chorin achorin lo kasha, habi lai v'toy, habi mitzi. The question of the holes is very easy. The high holes and the low holes, very hard to use. But the holes at eye level, those you do use. B'mitzeh, in medium height. So then, yeah, I do have to check. Mita mitol kasha, ha de medalia, ha de mitatoi. The bed is also not a kasha, because if the bed is very high off the ground, so there's a very large area that you could use, but ha de mitatoi, if it's close to the ground, even if it has a small area, but it's hard to use, people wouldn't use it, you don't have to check it. Says the Gemara, v'otzrus yayin ein tzarech bedika, storehouses of wine, you don't have to check. Wine you do need to use, and oil you don't need to check. We'll see why in a minute. But storehouses of wine you do need, but storehouses of oil you don't need to check. We're talking about a case where you're constantly going to that storehouse to use. You're going there. So in the middle of the meal, the waiter might go and he'll be carrying bread and he might go there and get wine. Okay, so what's the difference between wine and oil? Yachi shamanami. So then, why don't you say the same thing by oil? Says the Gemara, Shemen yesh keva la achila. When it comes to oil, you're not going to like need more in the middle of the meal. Everybody, you know how much you're going to need for cooking, for whatever it is for oil. So it's clear how much you're going to use for the meal. You're not going to go there in the middle of the meal. But wine, yayin ein keva l'shasiyah. You have no idea. Sometimes you get into wine, you get into drinking wine, you're going to want to drink more wine. So people don't know. Sometimes you drink more today than you did yesterday. It's not a set amount. So therefore, we're afraid you're going to go into the wine storehouse in the middle of the meal, open up a new barrel. Tani Rabbi Chia, also otos sheicha b'bavel kotos yayin b'eretz Yisrael. In Bavel, they drink a lot of beer, so they made the storehouses of beer the same halacha as the storehouse of wine that you do have to check. B'mistapek, in a case where the minhag was that you would go in the middle of the meal, you would go there and use some of the wine there. Amar of Chista, be'dagim ein tzarich b'dika, the place where you keep the fish, you don't have to check. V'atanya tzrichim b'dika lokashim. Haba ravrave, large fish, you know how many you need for the meal, you're not going to go in the middle of the meal. V'haba zutre, small fish, maybe you go take in the middle of the meal. Amar avaravuna be'milche u'be'kire, the place where you keep the salt and the wax, tzarich b'dika. Because it's not a set amount. You may have to go in the middle of the meal. Amar Papa, Beit Sibe, or Beit Tamre, the place where you keep your firewood, or your dates, Tzarech Bedika, again, there's no set amount. You may go take more in the middle of the meal. Tana. Ein mechayven asol lahachnis yad l'chorin l'stak and lived up b'nei asakana. We learned in a braisa, you don't have to check the holes because we're afraid of a sakana. We're going to see in a second. Maybe you're going to stick your hand into a hole and get bitten by a scorpion. So you don't have to check there. Says God, my sakana. In a minute, maybe sakana's akrav, you're afraid you're going to find a scorpion in there. Ki mishtamesh. Hechi ishtamesh. So then how did you ever use it for chametz? Why aren't you worried about the sakana? Lo tzricha. De nofa. We're talking about where the part of the house fell down. And now there's new holes. So you don't have to check it because of the akrav. Says the Gemara, enough of, talking about a house that fell down. Lama libidika, what do you have to check it at all? Vatnan, chametz shenafa alav mapolas, harayu kemavur. If the house fell down on the chametz, you don't have to check it at all. It's like it's destroyed. Says the Gemara, hasav she'ena kel v'yachal chapis akrav. That's talking about where it's totally decimated. Even a dog wouldn't be able to get this, so you don't have to check. But hachak she'akel v'yachal chapis akrav. Only a little piece fell down, so a dog could still find the chametz. It's not considered to be destroyed. So had it not been for the scorpions, you would have had to check. Ask the Gemara, why are you worried about sakana? V'amar Abelaza, shluchei mitzvah eina nizokin. Why are you worried about a sakana? We know that a person is on his way to do a mitzvah, he's not going to get damaged. You don't have to worry about scorpions. Amravashi, shema tovid lo machat, v'asi lini basrei. Maybe while you're checking for chametz, you're also going to check for your lost needle. Says the Gemara, v'chiyai gavna, Lav mitzvah uvatani homer selazu litztaka b'shvil sheichne b'ni oshei ben olam abba hareze tzadik gamur. You're allowed to give tztaka on the condition that you should get something, a side benefit from it. So who cares that he's also intending for the needle? Still, he's doing a mitzvah, and the mitzvah should prevent him from the even if he's also looking for his needle. You're allowed to have side kavanas when you're doing mitzvahs. Just like you're allowed to give tzedakah so that your son should have refuah shalema. Or that you're allowed to give tzedakah for the sake of olam haba. Yeah, this is a special din by tzedakah. Take a look at the taptosis. What do you mean? You're allowed to do mitzvahs for the reward? Well, let's first finish the Gemara. Answer the Gemara. Dilma basar debadak asalina basar. No, we're afraid maybe after you finish checking for the chametz, then you'll check for the needle when you're already done with the mitzvah, so you're no longer involved in a mitzvah, and therefore the mitzvah won't protect you from sakana. Take a look at the taptosis. Sheyizkeh l'olam haba. I raise a tzadik gamur. If I'm giving tzedakah on the condition that I should get olam haba, I'm a tzadik gamur. Ask Tosis, what do you mean? There's a mishnah perkei avos. V'hadas nan. You're not supposed to serve Hashem for the reward. That's only if you say in a way that if you're not going to get the reward, you don't want to be doing the mitzvah. Aval mi she'eino Torah u'mescharet, but a person who is not going to regret doing the mitzvah if he doesn't get the reward. Harei zeh tzadik gamur. Wow, others answer differently, that this is a special din by tzedakah. It doesn't sound like after the Gemara that special din by tzedakah, you're allowed to give tzedakah for the reward, even though all other mitzvahs, you're not allowed to do that. Tzedakah, you're allowed to give tzedakah on the condition that somebody should get better. I'm giving tzedakah in zchus of a refuah shleima for a certain person. So that's one answer. So we're afraid, no, that... So even though shluchei mitzvah ain't nizokin, but we're afraid when you check it, when you stop checking, you're going to keep looking for the machat. That's one answer. Rav Nachman Beitzer Rabbi, no, you don't have to say that. Mishum sakonas hanochim. We're not talking about sakana of the scorpion. We're talking about where you have a shared hole with the non-Jew, your non-Jewish neighbor. This is going like the famous teaching of Plimo. If I have a shared wall with my non-Jewish neighbor and there's a hole in the wall, bodek ad makom sheyodo magas. So you check up until the area that your hand could reach. Vashar mevat lo belibo. The rest you do bittul. Plimo amar, kol atzma ino botuk mipnei hasakana. Plimo says, no, if you have a hole shared with your non-Jewish neighbor, you're not allowed to check it at all because of the sakana. My sakana, what's the sakana? Inema, sakana skshafim. If we're afraid that your non-Jewish neighbor is going to suspect that you are casting some kind of spell on him, and he's going to kill you. Then had you used the hole in the first place? Says the Gemara, Hasam, ki yishtamish yemama unahora v'lomas gadaiti. It's during the day and it's light. So therefore, the Nachri doesn't think you're doing witchcraft. But hacha, at lailu shrago, you're using a candle at night. The non-Jew is going to think you're doing witchcraft. Umas gadaiti. Ask the Gemara, Ha'amar Abulaza Shluchei Mitzah in Nizokim, but didn't we say that Shluchei Mitzah don't get damaged? Answer the Gemara, Hecha Deshchiach Hazek Ishani. Very important rule, right? We say if you're on your way to do a mitzvah, you're not going to get damaged. But you're not allowed to put yourself in a matzav of sakana. You could say, oh, Shluchei Mitzah, but if your mom is driving in a very dangerous place, if it's a Shchiach Hazekah, Shluchei Mitzah in Nizokin means that if you're doing the regular course of events, we can assume you're not going to get damaged. But if you're putting yourself in a very dangerous area, then even if you're Shliach Mitzah, it's not going to protect you. Hecha d'shchiach hazeka shayni. How do we know this? Shekein ne'amar, unbelievable raya the Gemara has, Pasuk and Shmuel. Vayom Shmuel, Eichelech, Shmuel Anavi. God tells him to go anoint David as the king, even though Shaul is currently the king. Shmuel Anavi says to Hashem, how can I go? Shaul's going to kill me. Whoa. When Shaul hears that I'm about to go anoint King David as the king, Shaul's going to kill me. Like what? God told him to do it, but he says to God, no, I'm not going. It's too dangerous. And Hashem is maskim. Eglas bakar tikach biyadecha v'gomer. Take an animal, Shaul will think that you're going just to bring a carbon. He's not going to bother you. So you see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is masking to this idea that Eicha Deshchiach Hazeka, you don't say Shluchei Mitzvah in a Nizokin. Unbelievable. Says the Gemara. Bo Minei Meirav. They asked Rav the following question. Hani b'nei b'irav de dairei b'baga ma'al l'meisei kadma v'chashocha l'beirav. The students of the yeshiva that live in the suburbs, so they got to wake up early in the morning when it's still dark to get to yeshiva on time. And when they get home, it's dark, so it's dangerous. They're going to be traveling to yeshiva in the dark and it's dangerous. What should they do? Amar l'hu, nesu, alive al tzavari. Rav said they should come to yeshiva anyway, and I'm taking upon myself any punishment that they get. Whoa. So, even though if they don't have kavana l'shem mitzvah, they're not considered to be shluchei mitzvah and they might get damaged. You have to see that Rav knew his students and he knew that their kavana was l'shem mitzvah. So says Rav Elchanan Wasserman. Says the Gemara, Nezel Mai, what about going home at night? That's if they come early in the morning, they're on the way to do a mitzvah. But on the way home, they're not on the way to do a mitzvah. Amar Lahu, Lo Yidana. Rav says, you're right, I don't know the answer. Itmar Amar Belaza, Shluchim Mitzvah Inizukin, Lo Bali Chasin, Velo Bachazi Rasan. It was stated in the Beis Medrash, Rav Elchanan the Amora said, Shluchim Mitzvah, don't get damaged, not on the way to do the mitzvah, and not on the way back from doing the mitzvah. Kiman, who's this going like? Kihai Tana. It's going like the following time. The sign of Isa ben Yud Omer. Klape Shamar Torah. Lo Yachmod Ishiz Haritzacha. Unbelievable, Brysa. Right? You're going to, the whole Eretz Yisrael Klaisel is going to go do Aliyah L'Regel. Who's going to protect the women and children at home? No one's going to steal your land. The Torah promises when you're on your way to do a mitzvah, no one's going to steal your land. Malamichit Parascha Ro Be'efer. Your cow's going to be grazing and no wild animal's going to attack it when you're gone. Your chickens are going to be in the, their beaks are going to be in the dirt and no weasel is going to steal them. Human beings that are more protected, they're not going to be damaged. Ainli ala bahalicha bechazar minayin. What about when you're on your way back from Beis Hamikdash? Talmud lomar ufanisa baboker v'alachta lo alecha malamit shetelech v'timza alecha b'shalom. You're going to find your houses in peace. It says in the Medrash Rabbi Shir Hashirim on the pasuk ma'yofu parmim parmaich bana olim bas nadiv. Not only talking about the feet of the Oli Regalim. That they are going to be locked. The house is going to be locked from old sorrows. And the story happened when a certain guy that forgot to lock his house when he went up to Olal Regal. The Medrash tells the story. And when he came back, he found a snake tied on his doors, locking them so nobody could get in. I don't know how he got in. The snake was there, but I wouldn't go in. But another guy forgot to put his chickens away, and he made Aliyah Regal. When he came back, he found ripped up cats in front of them. And story after story like that. If there's going to be no damage on the way back, so it's a kavach homer on the way there. Look at the Rabbi Ami. We need that for Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Ami, we had this in Tosis earlier. That only a person who owns land is obligated in Aliyah L'Regel. If you don't own land, you're not obligated in Aliyah L'Regel. That's why we said earlier, Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra, the one who sent the advice, maybe Tosfos said before, maybe the reason why he wasn't Aliyah L'Regel, he wasn't Mechuyev because he didn't own land. What's this idea? The Maharsha says that the ikar point of Aliyah L'Regel is to be Mesameach with the fruit of the land that you would bring up to Beis HaMikdash, the Bikurim and the Ma'isa Sheni, and to Bimisamech the Anim with the fruit of the Maisa Sheni. If you don't have land, you're not going to be able to bring anything, so there's very little point in you going there. So claims the Marsha. Amar Rav Yovan Bar Ravada, Amar Rav Yitzchak, Mitmei Ma'in Peros Kinosa B'Yushalayim. The special fruit, we had them in Masechta Shabbos. Peros Kinosa, very sweet, sweet, sweet tasting fruit. Why don't they grow in Jerusalem? Kadesh Shelo Yu Oli Regalim Omrim Il Mali Lo Alinu El Alecho Peros Kinosa B'Yushalayim Dayenu. So people shouldn't have other kavanas when they would do Aliyah L'Regel. They would get to taste the Peirus Kinosah. Why weren't the special hot springs of Tveri in Jerusalem? We're afraid the experience of Aliyah L'Regel would be too nice, too enjoyable, and people wouldn't be doing it for the mitzvah. They'd be doing it for the Peirus Kinosah or for the Chamei Tveri, so that's why they're not over there. We don't want the Aliyah L'Regel to be Aliyah Shelo Lishma. Uvameh Amru, Shtei Shiros. right? So we said that you have to check two rows of the wine cellar for chametz. Martiv mandachar shmei. Who said anything in the Mishnah about a wine cellar? Hachi kara. This is what it means. Kol makom shemachnis b'chametz ein tzarich b'dika. Any place that you don't usually bring chametz, you don't have to check. And usually your storehouse of oil and your storehouse of wine, also you don't have to do bedika. So where did Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel have their machlokas that you're supposed to check two rows of the wine cellar? It means the type of wine cellar that people used to go to in the middle of the meal, b'mistapik, that you used to go there to take wine in the middle of the meal, such a wine cellar, not your wine cellar they have downstairs that you never go to in the middle of the meal, but your wine cellar that people used to go to, the wine closet in the middle of the meal, that's talking about a place where they would have chametz there. Beis Shammai omrim, shtei shiros al pnei kol amartif. So you gotta have the pictures here. Without the pictures, you can't know what's going on. Amar Yehuda, Rav Yehuda says, Beis Shammai is two rows, shtei shiros sha'amru, min ha'aretz vad shmei kora, from the floor to the ceiling, two rows from the floor to the ceiling. Hopefully in your Gemara you got a nice picture. Here we go. You see those two rows right there? That's Beis Shammai's opinion. The front two rows, floor to ceiling. That's what you check according to Beis Shammai. That's Rav Yehuda's opinion. Rav Yochanan Amar, Shura Achas Kimin Gam. Rav Yochanan says, no, the two rows are like this. The front full row and the top row. That's the Machlokas within Beis Shammai. Within Beis Shammai. Rav Yehuda says the front two rows. Rav Yochanan says Kimin Gam, like the Greek letter Gamma, right? Like a Dalid. That's the Greek letter Gamma. Tani Kavasa de Rav Yehuda, v'Tani Kavasa de Rav Yochanan. We have a brayso in support of each opinion. Tani Kavasa de Rav Yehuda, Beis Shammai omrim, shtei shiros al pnei kol amartif, shtei shiros sha'amru, min ha'aretz vad shmei kora, from the ground to the ceiling, the front, two complete rows. Tani Kavasa de Rav Yochanan, shtei shiros al pnei kol amartif, chitzona roes ha'pesach, the outer one that looks at the door, ve'elyona roes ha'kora, the upper one that sees the ceiling. But the inner ones, or the below that, ain't sarach b'dika. So that's Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel, shtei shiros achitzonos, sheheinu alyonos. Beis Hillel holds the two upper outer rows. Amar Rav, elyona v'shelamata heimenu. Rav says in Beis Hillel, picture time, Rav says in Beis Hillel, the upper one, and the one below it, that's Rav in Beis Hillel. Just two rows. And Shmuel Amar, Elyona v'shelefnim heimena. And Shmuel disagrees. He says it's not the upper one and below it, it's the upper one and the one inside of it. The upper one and the one inside of it. Very similar machlokes. My time of the Rav. What's the reason of Rav? Diek chitzonos, right? It says shtei shiros achitzonos. Says the Gemara, v'hoi el yonos time, but it also says the upper ones. Says the Gemara, limute tatai de tatyasa. The only reason it says el yonos is to exclude row number 3 from the top and row number 4 and 5, etc. Same thing with Shmuel. Shmuel Amar el yonos v'shelefnim emena. He says no, it's the top one and the one inside the top one. My time, diek el yonos. He's medayek that they both have to be upper. I have a chitzonik, but it says the outer ones. Lemute gaviasa de gaviasa. It's the reason it says outer is to exclude the third row in on the top and the fourth row in on the top. Rav Chia tani kavase de Rav. Rav Chia taught in the Braisa in support of Rav. Vikulu tanoi tani kavase de Shmuel. And all the other tanoim taught a Braisa supporting Shmuel, the Hilchasa Kavasi de Shmuel. And the Allah is like Shmuel, that we do the two upper rows, the two top rows, the top row and the one inside of it. Okay. Gentlemen, everyone should have a wonderful day. Tomorrow morning, the daf is at 7:05. Tuesday morning, I'm going in for a routine medical procedure. A routine medical procedure on Tuesday morning. So it's going to be pretty much during the daf yomi time. 99% I'm not going to... Maybe I'll still be able to say this year. I have to ask the doctor what he thinks, whether I'm going to be able to be in a state to be able to say this year at the 7:05. I'm not sure yet. If I can't, so then I'll record something the night before or something like that. I'm not sure what state I'm going to be in, so I'll have to figure it out. But Tuesday morning is a little iffy, but tomorrow morning, 7:05, Bez Hashem. Have a wonderful day.
How do we
pass
like Shmuel? Don't we
pass? Yeah, I thought you were going to ask that kasha. Halacha Karav B'Yisuri. I guess because you have all, it says there was a lot of brises in support of Shmuel, only one brise in support of Rav. Right? Kulu Tanoi. Tanoi Kavosi de Shmuel. I was looking for somebody who talked about that, but you had a lot of brises in support of Shmuel. I don't know.
Rabbeinu also, I thought the light for the tzaddikim for my sabrishis lechor was the Ora Gunners, which is what a lot of tzaddikim say is the Ora Chanukah. So I thought there was a little daf yomi.
Oh, there we go. There we go. Okay, very nice.
And I was wondering also what we said about giving tzedakah shiuska loylam haba. Like how, like what's going on with it? The whole tosis also. So it must be that it's. Like when a person gets stuck, it's like chanunin abazos, aser, kedushas aser.
Yes.
You can actually test Hashem.
Yes. Very good. Yes, that's exactly what I was referring to. Yes.
So then
that seems to be against our Gemara. That's against our Gemara.
So I was thinking it's the pasuk says it's straight aser kedushas is aser in order to be rich. But if you're asking for olam haba, you're asking for your kids. That's not rich. That's not money. Test Hashem specifically for that, but not specifically. For these other things, and that's why we're afraid that a person. That's why Tosa says that we're afraid that he's going to be mischarit to Toa, because like every time I give stucco, whatever, Hashem, gives what I want. So how come he didn't do it here? Elamai, I might be fearful that it might, that I might actually have full charata. Hashem came by other mitzvahs. Like a Jew is not going to regret doing a mitzvah if something doesn't happen.